This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Peter Kessler is the host of a new podcast called Reading the Break. You can subscribe to it on iTunes and SoundCloud. And Peter always joins us following major championships, so it's a pleasure to welcome Peter Kessler back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Peter.
It must be so cool to live in Augusta and go to the Masters.
It's great. 1 week out of the year. let me start with the podcast. How did all of this come about?
Well, you know, a few years ago, I guess in 2013, I started doing a podcast, but I quickly realized in looking at the podcast world that I was way too early and that nobody was really listening to podcasts of any kind, of any genre. And so I did that for a little while, and then I pulled it, even though we had a pretty good crowd listening. And then a friend of mine who's in the brand building business, represents a Metropolitan Museum in New York City, and figures out their advertising and their banners outside and getting them more publicity. And he said, the time is right for you to do it again. And then another close friend of mine who came up actually with the idea of drive, chip, and putt that he never got paid for, said to me in January, you ought to do this. And then an old friend of mine who first suggested to SiriusXM that they do golf on radio and that I do the first show some 12 years ago, said, yeah, I would like to work with you and do a podcast. So I said, okay, let's do the podcast. So, you know, I listened to, you know, 40 or 50 different golf podcasts. Everybody's got one now. And the thing that struck me was that it reminded me of a TV show I used to do at the Golf Channel called Viewers Forum, where I sat in a chair and we had three guests on a couch and we talked about the events of the day. And I kept listening to these thinking, these are television shows without picture. Mm-hmm. Is there something that we could do that's different that doesn't beg you to see what the fellow is talking about? And I thought briefly about the great Paul Harvey, who used to do those great 5-minute stories. And he was syndicated all across the country, and he had a great voice and a great style. And he told you stuff that you didn't know, and he kept it short. And I thought, okay, what if I do something brief, don't have guests, and try to come up with opinions that you don't see written anywhere else, which I figured would be tricky but doable. And that's how the thing got started. And so far, I'm feeling my way along and getting help from good friends like you on how to structure it better. But I'm enjoying it so far, and we're getting a good reaction when people do write in to me on Facebook. I get, you know, some really, really nice reactions, and I've gotten some personal emails. And so in some ways, I'm moving in a good direction, but I'm going to keep plugging along and fine tuning in, and it's fun to do, and it's different. You know, unlike TV where you've got 50 people in a room depending on you, and unlike radio where you have guests on the phone, this one even feels like more pressure because you're just sitting there alone with your microphone, you know, pretending that you're talking to a good friend, and it's a different kind of a pressure, and it's interesting and it's fun.
How often a week, how often will you do new content each week? What's your plan?
The plan is for sure at least a couple of times a week, you know, to do a show that goes on either Sunday night or Monday morning, and then maybe a midweek show just before the tournament starts the next week or the day before to set the tournament up. But I'm thinking that, you know, they should hear from me a couple of times a week, maybe even three times a week, you know, with smaller segments during the week than a bigger one on a Sunday or Monday, and then try to keep Facebook posting, you know, maybe every other day so that I have a daily presence one way or the other without overloading them.
All right. We are talking with Peter Kessler, the name of his brand new podcast, Reading the Break. Let's talk a little bit of golf while I have you. How surprised were you with how Sergio dealt with his adversity on the back nine Sunday?
Well, I was stunned because he's never done it before. Mm-hmm. You know, he's always been so petulant, and he always feels like the golf gods are against him, or he feels that he's not a good enough player, or he doesn't trust his putting, or he hears things in the crowd that bother him, or, you know, I remember playing at the U.S. Open at Bethpage in 2002 when he was re-gripping the club, and people were giving him a really hard time, and he hasn't felt like the American audiences are behind him, and he's really, more than any other European of the last 15 years, played most of his golf here, playing 15 and 18 times, you know, per year here. So, you know, he's really a PGA Tour player, and I had never seen him rebound. I mean, the great thing about Jack and Tiger were Jack could make three bogeys, figure out what's going on, and then promptly turn it around with three birdies. And Tiger could do the same thing. He could figure out the swing problem, ball position, whatever it might be, and promptly turn his round around, which led to the incredible long-term consistency that they had of always being in contention. As soon as something bad happened to Sergio, he just threw his hands up and said, it's not my day. So I was particularly surprised as he approaches the age of 40, and such a big event, you know, maybe the biggest event of the year, that he was able to keep it together and make the up and down that he did from 90 yards on the 13th hole for par to ultimately tie Justin Rose, who looked like he would pick up at least one shot and maybe two shots there to give him a three or four shot cushion going into the 14th hole. I thought that wedge that he hit was unbelievable, and he hit the great 5 or 6 foot putt, and then Justin missed his, and all of a sudden, Sergio was back in it emotionally, and that's always been a problem for him. His emotions, you know, just run rampant up and down. If things go good, he jumps up and down. If things go bad, he puts his head down and sulks and mutters in Spanish. So I was very surprised and quite thrilled at the way that he was able to not only pull it together, but hit some of the best golf shots that we've ever seen him hit when they mattered the very most.
I wanted to ask you this because you bring a unique perspective to all of this, historian, broadcaster, television personality. I saw earlier this week ratings for the tournament were down 13%. You got a reason for that?
I mean, okay, so partial, let's give half of it to Tiger.
Okay.
And then I'd give half of it to the fact that it was neither Spieth nor Fowler who were in the lead on the Sunday. I think it had something to do with the fact that we were dealing with a couple of guys who are from Europe. Now, you know, Justin Rose, you know, lives in Florida. Sergio plays most of his golf here. I mean, we've known these guys for years. They're 36 and 37 years old. Justin Rose is not exactly one of the great personalities of the game, but he's a great ball striker. He's a U.S. Open champion. You know, he's got a gorgeous golf swing. You know, and Sergio, we've come to know extremely well over the years for his bad behavior and his mercurial disposition in golf. So I was surprised that the ratings were down partially for what must have been the reason that it wasn't Spieth and Fowler fighting it out on the Sunday. And I think it's just another jolt of, you know, the reality of the fact that, you know, with Tiger not around, people are a lot less interested. I don't think the Dustin Johnson thing hurt much. I don't think he's popular to the point where, you know, it was do or die. Nobody really wrote anything about him being missed over the weekend once all the other good players that remained in the field were in play in the field and had a chance to win the golf tournament. So it wasn't him. So I give it half Tiger and half that it was Europe.
He is Peter Kessler, host of the brand new podcast, Reading the Break. Subscribe to it on iTunes, also on SoundCloud. Peter, I always appreciate the time. Thanks for doing this, and keep up the good work.
Great to be with you, my friend. Thanks for all of your good help and advice and your friendship.